Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's so grateful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. I do pray for all the precious brothers and sisters everywhere and ask your continued prayers for me, as they are appreciated. And good edifying, encouraging preaching for the daily bread, Brother Rice, a true man of God who always preaches with the truth with the love and joy you always have for the Lord. Just keep on preaching, as the saints do need you. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May Lord bless you all. Maranatha.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day of grace. We need your help always. Look down upon us, Lord. Encourage the hearts of your people. Strengthen with might by your spirit in the inner man, those whom you've ordained to eternal life. Help us to worship you in spirit and in truth. Help me to speak as the oracles of God. Look down upon us, Lord. Help our infirmities. Hear our cry. We would give you the glory due your name. We would hear what the Spirit said. We need your help always, and you are our refuge and strength and very present help in trouble. So we call upon you now, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. Brethren, be not weary in well-doing. Kurt tells me sometime things that he heard earlier. He said, man, I had no idea what they were talking about. He said, but now I know. Everybody understand, be not weary in well-doing? Well, just understand it. We have to obey that. But it's written because it's happening. That's all the stuff that we say is not, shouldn't be written, don't mean nothing. We shouldn't say it. It's written because it's pertinent. And if be not weary in well-doing is very pertinent to me. Well, since it's pertinent to me, I know it's pertinent to you, no matter what you say. This is just how you do the truth. You might say, well, you know, it's not pertinent to me, Pastor Rice. I'm flying high every day, and I never have any struggles. It's just, you know, it's just some weak ones. Well, you came too late to tell me. Everybody understand? You just came too late to tell me. Yeah, I grab hold of that one every day. Absolutely. The whole book, though, because, you know, it's all together. But think it not strange concerning the fire. Oh, God, help me, Jesus, because I see such strange things. I hear strange things. Huh? But I have commandment. Huh? Think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing has happened unto you. But rejoice. Hallelujah. See? Hallelujah. Don't think it's strange, but rejoice. Hallelujah. Inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's suffering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. I'm always looking for encouragement and confirmation of the truth. One and the same. You know, when the truth is confirmed, I'm encouraged, aren't you? You know the truth is about you. That's the part we miss. Hallelujah. But it's, yeah, we have to grab hold of that. Some truth is for us, but other truth is not for us. We say it this way. Well, you know, that's not what I'm doing. That doesn't apply. Then we say that truth is for Timothy. The truth is for us. Hallelujah. The truth makes us free. I read a scripture. I gave y'all the scripture this morning that talked about the abundance of peace and truth. Well, well, well. How about that? We like peace. We like truth. Hallelujah. Let me see. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time, while he was yet shut up in the court of the prison. Seemed like God certainly visit those in prison, though. Thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it, to establish it, the Lord is his name. Call unto me, and I will answer thee. I like it. and shew thee great and mighty things which thou knewest not. You know God will do that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Brother Bill said the great and mighty things we're going to do is love one another. That is great and mighty. That's what God does for us. It's great and mighty, you know. But you know God's love for us is great and mighty. Yeah, that he would even want to do it. Thank you, Lord. It is amazing. We stand in awe of that. We marvel. Woo! Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Are we just remembering all of the strange things that we see and hear, and all of the opposition for us not to be weary, that we're in a good place. We're sons of God, really. Hallelujah. Y'all believe that? Hold fast the profession of your faith without wavering. Sons of God. That's the matter of love he bestowed upon us. Behold, stand in awe. Marvel. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Well, the weariness creeps in when we forget about that. They're called distractions. Praise the Lord. Brother Nathan Belcher talked about his concern of distractions and temptations. He figured they'd be more intense once he was loose from his captivity. That's how it is. When I was away from my parents, I was have to get in lots of trouble. I had good instructions, but there was one element missing. Once I got out of their eyesight, the instructions didn't always hold me. Yeah, there was something else working. That motion of sin still works in us. Now, don't you all believe that? Well, we're saved and now there's no motion of sin. Really? Let's look at that again. Hallelujah. We have to put off the old man. Have to put on the new man. We have to crucify the flesh with the affections and lusts. The flesh lacks everything that God hates. Absolutely. Flesh hates God. It's Antichrist. Absolutely. Because in it, we can't please God in no fashion, no form. Not in the flesh. I don't care what you do. It's impossible to please God in the flesh. But since it pleased God to choose us, he gave us what it takes that we might please him. And that's what God made us for, Sister Diane, for his pleasure. But lo and behold, we needed some help. So he gave us faith so we could please him. By faith, we understand that he is God. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We like diligent. I'm talking about the great and mighty things that God tries to show us. The reason we don't receive them is we don't receive. Let me see. Let me read it here. Call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things. Well, we miss it because we don't esteem them as great and mighty things. One of them, let's look at it. Submission is the power of God. Well, we don't consider that great and mighty, so God can't show us. See, it's not on his part, it's on our part. He would like to show us this great and mighty thing. It's written in the book. We have the example of the life of Christ in the book, yet we think submission is weak. We think it's stupid. Praise the Lord. Well, God's not stupid. No. He did become obedient, though. Well, must not be so bad then. Well, the verdict is still out. As Brother Stair would say, we still have reservations. Is this submission? What is submission? Who do I submit to? We submit to the righteousness of God. All right? when they put you in the prison house, whatever they tell you to do, submit to the righteousness of God. All right? Thank you, Lord. As much as we keep God in the knowledge, now we all say we want to submit to God and obey God, but we don't understand that that involves our neighbor. Do we? We say yes, but I live here. Understand that? Y'all know I live here? Y'all ain't gonna fool me. Absolutely not. Praise the Lord. Mm-mm. I get up early in the morning, Charlene. praise the Lord. This submission is a stronghold. Yeah, absolutely. We're overcomers, though. Submitting to God, we don't mind. Obeying God, we just don't know what it means. That's because we don't esteem the great and mighty things that God tried to teach us. The great and mighty things he tried to teach us, is what obedience brings for us. The power in it. And how we glorify him in it. You know, the Son glorifies the Father. Yeah, whatever the Father say, he gets it done. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And understanding all of God's doings, he involves man. That's how God chose to do it. Absolutely. That's why the words say, rejoice in as much as you are partakers of Christ's suffering. When we suffer for righteousness' sake, that's for Christ's sake. That's why we're called. And we should rejoice that. Now, when we suffer because we're rebellious, we shouldn't rejoice. Often we do. You know, when some authorities say do it and we find a way not to do it, well, we do rejoice, don't we? Well, rejoice not. Because you pull the shenanigan. Don't rejoice. A righteous judge sees you, and he'll have to do right about it. He'll have to do right about it. And again, the kind of people we are, you know, when we see old Owen cut up, we say, God going to get him. And we're looking for God to get him. We don't understand that the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. Well, we're not so much wanting God to, you know, work that righteousness when it's us cutting up as much as when Neil's cutting up. Sometimes we jump the gun. I'm going to get him because God is too slow. I'm talking about us. That's why it's written, vengeance is mine. Yeah, because man likes to be God. Especially when he sees the brother cutting up. But we have the opportunity to be, all we have to do is forgive him. Y'all know that's God? I see. So we don't want to be God as much as we say we do, except God's to ourselves. Is that right? Work the works of God, that's what we're called to do. Absolutely. You know, he laid down his life for us. You know what we're called to do? For the brethren. Once we're done railing on them. Once we're done petitioning, get him, God. Thank you, Sister Angela. Some of them act like they don't know what I'm talking about, but again, you came too late. I know you know what I'm talking about. You might spit it out, but you do know. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yeah, I'm always looking for encouragement because, you know, I don't want to be weary in well doing. So this is part of my defense. I look for some encouragement, some confirmation of the truth. I look to see God moving. I look to see God working. Absolutely. He can work now.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Y'all believe God can work in Angela?
Yes, absolutely.
He can work in you then. He can work in you then.
Thank you, Lord.
So whatever God's doing or going to do, he chose to use man. Absolutely. Y'all don't know that? And the man is Christ Jesus, but we are the body of Christ. Thank you, Lord. So he chose a man to redeem us because we were in bondage, soul under sin. The man is Christ. This is God's plan. Hallelujah. Now we are in Christ. Uh-huh. We are members of the body of Christ. Hmm? So whatever God does, he uses us. Praise the Lord. So when, if God's going to suffer long, guess who he's going to use to do it? Aren't we excited? We ought to be. I mean, he does suffer long. Charity suffers long. Yeah. So just understand that this helps me not to be weary in well-doing. But I remember, you know, the purpose why God called me. Yeah, we're partakers of Christ's suffering, but also of the glory that shall be revealed. Already we're made partakers. Yeah, he withheld nothing from us. You know, as the only begotten Son, he has everything. Double portion, all the Father. Well, what do we have? Same difference. But we have to have the same sufferings too. We aren't going to bypass one and get the other. Jesus didn't do it. Neither are the members of his body. That make any sense? The members of Christ's body is going to suffer. Hallelujah. Mainly, because of sinners. Now, he wasn't a sinner. However, he became sin. Yes, he did. The Father laid upon him the iniquity of us all. And it pleased the Father to bruise him. Yeah, he made his soul an offering for sin. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So, yeah, it encouraged me to remember it like that. That's why I often speak about Ezekiel, you know. God sent him to go forth. He told him, though. He said, ever how they deal with me, that's how they're going to deal with you. And see, this is the wisdom that God has given me. You know, I don't have to see everything you do. Now, once I deal with you, then I know you. Absolutely. I'm honest about it, though. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But really? Here's what Jesus said. He said, if they keep my sayings, they'll keep yours. Well, I find wisdom in that. If you don't do what I tell you to do, you ain't going to do what Neil tell you to do. See? See how I put knowledge in that? That you should do the same. You shouldn't say, well, you know, it. This doesn't mean anything. God's trying to show us great and mighty things. Hidden truths, huh? And all truth is hidden. No man will find it except God give it to him. Y'all know that's the way the truth is? Absolutely. You can't get it anywhere else. No, don't believe that lie. Jesus Christ is the truth. Praise the Lord. He's also the way. He's the light. No man come to the Father but by him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, yeah, so, well, if God used Ezekiel that way, I guess that's how he used anybody. I mean, it's like this. The Bible say, whosoever receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me. Huh? And whosoever receiveth me, receiveth, and whosoever receiveth you, receive. That's how it goes. So I understand that if I stand up to preach, I can't take it personally because I'm being used of God. So God knows how you deal with him. You know how he knows? You know how he knows him? You know how he knows him? Because of how he deals. Now, you all just don't believe that. Huh? It don't have to be me. By the way, you deal with your brother. So we think we're going to fool God because we say, oh, God, I sure do love you. God of all the earth, I sure do love you. We think we fool God, don't we? Oh, no. Well, God, not, he's all knowing. Huh? He know your thought afar off. Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
Well, we love to say, oh, God, I love you. Don't we? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We like to say it, don't we? Well, we do love him. You understand. God's going to bring us to the manifestation of it. Yeah, I mean, it's the truth. We love him because he loves us. And as much as we understand that, we love Kurt. Not because of what Kurt does, but because God loves us. Well, if we love Kurt that way, we could love Neil the same way. Well, how about Terry? You're pushing it, Pastor Rice. I'm just speaking it, right? We do know this. I'm just reminding us. We love because God loves us. Otherwise, it's the love of the world, which is not love. But herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us. And gave his son to be the propitiation for our sin, that we might live through him. So we have to put this in remembrance as we dwell among each other. Now we can fool ourselves all we want to and say, it doesn't matter what I think about Terry. Doesn't matter how I treat Sherry. As long as I love God, and we'll go to hell. That's just not the truth. No matter what you say. We are as obedient to God as we are to the authority over us. So we don't believe that either. What can I say? See why I hold fast to that, be not weary in well doing. You see why I hold fast to it? See? I hold fast to it. I'm going to obey him. I'm not going to be weary. Hallelujah. I know. Come on, y'all obey God. You say, okay, Pastor Rice. When you do it. Yeah, you hypocrites. I sure will obey God. Huh? We'll obey God, not you. Well, help Brother Stair, not you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, what we try to do is find a way out. Of course, since God is God, there's no way out. There's nothing. The truth is the truth. There's no way around it. Praise the Lord. If there was, we'd get it. But God in his wisdom, in his great love for us, he's got us hedged in. Hallelujah. Oh, we can run, but we can't hide. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, supposedly, that was a saying of one of the boxers. What's his name? Joe Louis. He was going to fight the German, I think, Joe Schmecklin or something. They were talking about how he moves and whatever. And Joe Louis said he can run, but he cannot. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's how it is with us. We can run, brother. Oh, but we cannot. Praise the Lord. Somebody say amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, help me, Jesus. Glory to God. Let me go on down the line here. Oh, help me, Jesus. I'm endeavoring not to be weary. I'm encouraging myself. In the Lord, my God. Amen. Hopefully you'll be encouraged. I mean, we're on the same journey. Thank you, Lord. We're all sons of God. Same afflictions. No temptation has taken you but that which is common to me, common to Bakia. Glory, glory. And we remember this, do we? When we're dealing with our neighbor. Praise the Lord. It would be good if we remember it. This is God's anointed. God said so. Thank you, Lord. Like Jacob, the worm, God loved Jacob. For thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the houses of this city and concerning the houses of the kings of Judah, which are thrown down by the mounts and by the sword. They come to fight with the Chaldeans, but it is to fill them with the dead bodies of men whom I have slain in mine anger and in my fury. And for all whose wickedness, I hid my face from this city. Behold, I will bring it health and cure. Thank you, Lord. And I will cure them and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Isn't that good? And I will cause the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel to return and build them as at the first. I will cleanse them from all their iniquity. Hallelujah. Whereby they have sinned against me. And I will pardon all their iniquities, whereby they have sinned, and whereby they have transgressed against me. And it shall be to me a name of joy, of praise, and an honor before all the nations of the earth, which shall hear all the good that I do unto them. And they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and for all the prosperity that I have procured for it. Hallelujah. This is the end of the matter. Before that is the chastening, the correction. Hallelujah. The cleansing. Oh, the sifting. Amen. Thus saith the Lord again, there shall be heard in this place which you say shall be desolate without man and without beast, even in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem that are desolate, without man and without inhabitant and without beast. The voice of joy and the voice of gladness. The voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride. And the voice of them that say, praise the Lord of hosts. Praise the Lord. For his mercy endureth forever. And of them that bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. For I will cause to return the captivity of the land as at the first, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. So let's consider the end of the matter. Again, he says in a certain place, I know the thoughts that I think toward you. They are thoughts of peace, not evil, that I might give you an expected end. We're hearing of the expected end. Praise the Lord. Voice of joy and gladness. Of people that say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord, his mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord, his mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord, his mercy endures forever. He is Lord, he is Lord.
Endure forever. He is Lord. He is
Glory, glory. Turn us again, Lord. We will be saved. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I know it seems like, you know, we're not making progress, you know. Here we are again. Old Tim, still Tim. Right. But he's been changed, you know. By faith, we say, yeah, from glory to glory, from faith to faith. It's the same thing as God has begun a good work. Well, he didn't stop. If he's going to finish it, that means it's going on right now. And part of the work is for us to not be weary in well doing. Because the way he does it, we're bound to be weary if we don't, you know, heed the voice. For him to work out his will and good pleasure in us, it's something that naturally causes men to be weary. So our part is to remember that he's doing a good work so that we won't be weary. Otherwise, that we should be weary. If we have hope in Christ in this life only, we should be weary. In fact, we are miserable. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 4, therefore sin we have this ministry. As we have received mercy, we faint not, because we want to reap. And we shall reap in due season if we faint not. Hallelujah. But have renounced. This is how we faint not. We renounce the hidden things of dishonesty. Hallelujah. Not walking in craftiness. We need help with that, don't we? Not handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, and it is hid, is hid to them that are lost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But unto you, unto me, unto us, it is given to know the mysteries. But we have to, you know, come into that. Come on. Praise the Lord. We are not yet as the angels. we will be. God said so. Hallelujah. We'll be just like Jesus. Glory, glory. That's the work that he's doing. So, the gospel is here to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world, that's Satan, hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. We believe, but we still have to contend with the influence of Satan. Praise God. And he has an inroad because we're in the flesh. And we give him place when we walk in the flesh. We resist him when we walk in the spirit. And fulfill not the lust of the flesh. When we yield our members servants unto righteousness, we could do either. So let's choose life. Hallelujah. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, have you heard it? Who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves for your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. See? Praise the Lord. It's God that worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Yes. That's why we're able. Yes, Lord. Work out our own salvation. Hallelujah. With fear and trembling. Yes, not only are we able, this is God's way. Amen. Now God's going to do it, but he's going to use you. Yes, I just gave you the scripture. Yes, work out your own salvation. This is Philippians 2, I believe. Yes, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it's God that worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Hallelujah. So we're in agreement with God, we get it done. Huh? We work out our own salvation. Oh, we yield to the working of God. We submit to the working of God. Of course, it's to the crucifixion of the flesh. Always understand that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God, not of us. We're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, not destroyed. Hallelujah. Persecuted. Huh? Thank you, Lord. Always bearing about in the body, always the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Glory, glory. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. Hallelujah. Christ in you is God's hope of glory. Thank you, Lord. What a marvelous work. We understand that the infinite God is in the finite man. That's Christ, right? That's us too. That's the infinite God in the finite man. Who could do such a thing? Only God. Hallelujah. God working righteousness in the unrighteous man. Who could do such a thing? What a marvelous work. Sherry, we stand in awe. We marvel. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, and a door was opened unto me of the Lord, I had no rest in my spirit because I found not Titus, my brother. But taking my leave of them, I went from thence into Macedonia. Now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ, and make it manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. To the one, for we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ in them that are saved and them that perish. To the one, we are the savor of death unto death, and to the other, the savor of life unto life. But we have the stink of Christ upon us. Praise the Lord. And who is sufficient for these things? For we're not as many which corrupt the word. We're not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God in the sight of God speak we in Christ. Thank you, Lord. 2 Peter 2, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there should be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Hallelujah. So we should speak the truth about the truth. We should acknowledge the truth as the truth. Otherwise, we find ourselves speaking evil thereof and denying the Lord Jesus that brought us. Glory to his name. It says here, and through covetousness shall they with feigned words, insincere, I sure love you, God. We ever say that? Let's just say it right. Don't stop saying it. I say, I love Angela. Don't stop saying it. Just say it right. Huh? Say it in truth and righteousness. It's not uncommon for men to say they love Angela, but they don't always say it right. You know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name. Yeah, it's quite common for the truth to be evil spoken of. Because the truth just upset men's apple carts. Huh? Upset their plans? Surely it does. Just move them right on out of the way. Rightfully so. If not, it's not the truth. If we're still driving, we still have the reins. We're not being led by the truth. And of course, man esteemed that very highly. Huh? When we're making our own way, huh? Come on. And through covetousness shall they with vain words, insincere, make merchandise of you, whose judgment now a long time lingereth not, in their damnation slumbereth not. Do we consider our neighbor's experiences or testimonies, or just are they obscured by our own? I'm still remembering now, Kurt say, oh, how hard it is to see when my eyes are on me. That's usually what obscure or impair our eyesight and judgment. Praise the Lord. Now we ought to judge, but judge righteous. Thank you, Lord. Believe not every spirit. We must try the spirit. When we wake up in the morning, praise the Lord. If your thoughts are not right about Teresa, then you need to get your spirit right. Usually we don't do it like that. We have thoughts about this one, thoughts about that one, and we just shake it off and then we go about our way. How do you know, Pastor? I live here. See? Ain't I privileged? What a privilege. What a choice. By faith. To suffer affliction with the people of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, Lord. When we don't receive the truth as the truth, then we receive it as a fable. Or theoretically. You understand? A theory is something that you not proven. It's just something I hold on to because, you know, this is all the knowledge I have. That's why the scientists call all of their stuff, rightfully so, theories. Because with the knowledge they have, that's how it is. But since we know the truth, we don't deal in theories. No. When we deal in theories, it's our own doing. The truth, it's already settled. It's based on the infinite wisdom of God. Glory. Hallelujah. Fables, parables, rhetoric. See? Now, rhetoric is often used. We use it. Politicians, they do the best with it. Yeah, they use the power of words. They use scriptures. They use poetry. They quote wise men. You're like we do. Don't we quote wise men and use scripture? Well, politicians do the same. Yes, they do. But when they do it, it's rhetoric. Hopefully, we don't do it like that. It is very possible, though. When we do it rhetorically, we deny the power. Amen. See? Amen. We deny the power. Amen. There's power in submission. Yes. Is the power of God. Hallelujah. Because it's the truth. Amen. Don't deny the power. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, for us to lose our lives, that's power. Yes, Lord. Don't deny the power. Amen. We got power to lay them down. Power to take them up again. Well, if we seek to save them, we have no power to keep them. Amen. See, this is God's wisdom. Yes, Lord. Things that are hidden. Hallelujah. Hopefully they're not hidden to you. Thank you, Jesus. That's up to you now. Don't let it be hidden to you. Come on. We have power to lay our lives down and take them up again. Praise God. But if we try to save them, We have no power to keep them. What is your life? Well, it's a vapor. Just like smoke. It appears for a moment, then it vanisheth away. All men, they're like grass. Y'all understand that? Oh, as much as we do, we understand the prize of eternal life. It's not a vapor. It's unending. It's forever. No man can take it. It's a gift from God. Whosoever believeth on him, shall not perish but have everlasting life. Glory. Of course, the pomp and ceremony of this life moves us away. It's a distraction. We see all of this stuff and other stuff. We say, my God, who wants to go to heaven? Well, I want to go to the USA. Praise the Lord. Oh, you know folks say that. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. Well, it caters to the flesh. Thank you, Lord. I'm going on in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Oh, yeah, we're supposed to have a little meeting after I'm done with the caretakers. All right? All right, keep us all on the same sheet, one accord, speaking the same thing, in harmony. Is that all right? We want to do everything like that. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, do we consider where our blessings come from? Well, I don't get much response. Do we consider how we affect others by our actions? Not too much. When we're working our work, we're not concerned about what effect it's going to have on the other person. If we considered that, it would maybe slow us down or turn us around. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Not that, we don't have power over another man, but we have responsibility. Everybody has responsibility to represent Christ. We are to be an example, not just the preacher. And we are examples, whether we believe we are examples because here we are. Now, the question is, are we a good example? Yeah. Are we doing what's pleasing in God's sight? The best way to be a good example is to acknowledge the truth. See? That means even if you fall short, don't do what I'm doing, Terry. See? That's righteous. They don't. If Pastor Rice said, don't you contradict him. Don't you go get in somebody's ear and say stuff. See? Then you're still doing righteous.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We shouldn't do that. Oh, if you got some contradiction, now's the time. Otherwise, it's just subversion. It's rebellion. Absolutely. I'm telling you in front of your face. You go do what you want to do. Here's what Almighty Yahweh said about prophets. He said, if I sent them, then they would have had you turn away from your wickedness. So when these folk come to you and say, well, not that way, we should do it, then they're strengthening you in your wickedness. You say, don't do that. You get with your husband. Live with him. Obey him. Don't do that. Just say that now. Don't beat him across the head. Don't stop loving him. But make sure you hold to it. I hold to it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, one way or another, we strengthen each other, which is good. We just need to do it in righteousness. I told you, whatever influence I have, I try to use it for good. I've always said that. Remember I called for help? I said, you guys got any influence with James and with Merlin? Didn't I say it? I said, well, I don't have any influence with him. If you have something with him, help me out. Didn't I say it? Y'all got any influence now with these folk that are saying the wrong thing? Help me out. If you have influence with them, well, if you don't, I guess you're just like me. You can't help them out. Make sure you hold your ground, though. Don't let them pull you in. Stand your ground.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I don't know that I could say it any plainer. I don't mind that you don't believe what I say. Just let it be known in front of God and everybody. Don't be a damn hypocrite. See? Is that fair enough? See? Absolutely. I mean, if it's good enough to tell in secret, I guess good enough to tell everybody, huh?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
the Lord. No, don't hide. If I'm one of them grievous wolves, say, hey, he's a grievous wolf. Don't y'all listen. And don't sit here then. See? Don't sit here like you're listening and then go talk like I'm a grievous wolf. Because I'm going to say what God would have me to say, no matter how you take it. We're not going to run away from God. We're not going to run away from our situation. We're not. Praise the Lord. You can go live in another household, but that's not going to solve your problem. That was my judgment from the first. That's still my judgment now. And if you're going to receive my counsel or you're not. If you can't receive it where you live, you move somewhere else, you still can't receive it. So you moving ain't the answer. Letting God move on your heart. That's the answer. Hallelujah. That's the answer. Now, the only problem with that is I stand by this. If I said it, and then wouldn't be any problem. Everybody would love me. They'd always treat me nice. People don't always treat me the same. No, most do, but some don't. Oh, should we always treat you the same? I think so. I think so. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, help me, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Now, God's going to show us hidden things, show us great and mighty things we've not known. Is the pastor sent to preach going to be a part of that? Oh, absolutely not. Now, right, or whatever counsel I give you, throw it to the wind. Hallelujah. And, of course, whatever God's going to do, he's going to do it through men. Yourself included. You know, the one God is sovereign, yet in all the situations I find myself, I had something to do with it, even though he's the sovereign God. You know, he didn't do it without me. So the situation I'm in, then I guess I'm part of it. See? Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, does that apply to me? Well. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. It does apply to you. I know we like to use the sovereignty of God and remove ourselves. God's sovereignty involves you and me. If not, we can't be saved. It's his sovereign will that brings us to salvation. Not because we will, not by the will of flesh, not by the will of, no. God have mercy on whom he will have mercy. But he uses us. You have to get our will subdued and absolutely. Who can subdue a will? Only God. Yeah, men do things, but not in submission. They do it in subjection or necessity. You know, like old Manasseh when went down to Babylon, he wasn't in agreement with that. Well, nothing he could do about it. That's not submission. God can't save us like that. If God saves us, we want to be saved. We want you, Lord. We love mercy. We love instruction. See? Well, you know, that's just not man's nature. No. Too late, saints. Too late. Hallelujah. They love to instruct, but to be instructed is another thing. Huh? They love to dictate and command, but to obey, that's something different. Huh? They even like to tell God what to do. Thank you, Lord. And whatever he tells them, they like to hem-haw and say, well, God, I'm not sure. I'm coming back for an appeal. I know you made a judgment, God, but I got some more evidence here. We don't do it like that. Hallelujah. Yeah, whatever, what we do has some effect on our neighbor. We could just answer that by saying, you know, if you hit your finger with the hammer, does it have an effect on the rest of your body? Well, that's the answer. So here we are. We're not independent. We're a body. And whatever we do affects the rest of the body. And in love and mercy and compassion, we should be careful just for on that account. But also understand that you're in the body too. See what I'm saying? So whatever you do, it affects others and it affects you too. You walking contrary definitely has an effect on you. And it has an effect on your neighbor, has an effect on your children, have an effect on your kinfolk. That's why some can't convince their kinfolk, because they watch how you do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How do we do? Y'all know how we do, huh? Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I told you I was never one to run. My brother was. I said, what kind of fool is he? Daddy, get them big switches and old Will, man. He's 2 years older than I am. Of course, he's passed on now, but he ran. I think he only did it once, but I was looking at that. I said, this ain't smart. Hallelujah. That's how it is when we run from God. It's really not smart. But I had too much fear in me to run. I didn't know what. Hallelujah. I just, you know, though it was, you know, grievous to look on what was becoming, what was coming down the pike, you know, this beating, I've had them before, so I know what it's like. I'd rather stay there and look it in the face and try to run. Hallelujah. Didn't change anything. I got what I got. Praise the Lord. Now, I appreciate all of it. I'm talking about how we have ingenious ways of running from things, running from the truth, running from responsibility. And we can't run. See what I'm saying? Well, we can't hide. No, wherever we go, we're still responsible. We're still accountable. Absolutely. And it's just like the pleasure of sin is just for a season. Your little maneuver, it's not going to be pleasure for long. Not if God's going to save you. You understand? If God's going to save you, then it'll have to come to the fruition of how foolish and how detrimental it is. That's how we turn from our sin the first time, isn't it? Well, that's how we turn from sin now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Savior, hear my little cry. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, we're between a rock and a hard place, which is good. It's the same thing as we can't run. Praise the Lord. Wherever we go, The Lord is there.
Thank you, Lord.
And there we are. Amen. That's why we can't run away, because wherever we go, there we are. I'm going to get away from Pastor Rice. Well, you won't get away from you. Which is the problem after all, you know. This is across the board. Well, we like to remove ourselves from folk, but there we are. And they're not even inside, and we still have this malice in there. I thought you got away from them. Yeah, but you didn't get away from you. Oh, see what I'm saying? Y'all hear me talking this morning? Hallelujah. Oh, wherefore, beloved, sin, you look for such things. What do we look for? New heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Hallelujah. It says here we should be diligent that we may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. An account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, has written unto you. As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood. Or we could say it like this, for some people hard to be understood. And which they are those which are unlearned and unstable, because they rest, as they do also other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Now, double-mindedness makes for being unstable.
Amen.
The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways.
Amen.
So we need to settle it in our hearts.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
We belong to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Get out of his way.
Amen.
Stop being rebellious.
Yes.
Stop trying to fool him.
Amen.
Stop trying to put on a show.
Amen.
That's what we need to do. We need to settle it in our mind.
Amen.
Well, what scheme are we going to pull on God? Huh? Well, that's the right answer. Right answer. We're good at giving right answers. Huh? We won't pull the wool over God's eyes. Double-minded is when you listen to me, and then you go behind the tree and talk to your neighbor and refute. That's double-minded.
Amen.
It's also unstable.
Amen.
It's also the way to destruction.
Amen.
See how plain I talk
yes,
to y'all?
Thank you,
you're going to do it anyway, aren't you? Well, what can I do? But I have peace.
Yes.
See? Because I followed after righteousness. I said, don't do that. See? I'm saying it. Don't do that. That's how I can have peace. Y'all don't know that's double-minded?
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Really?
Thank you,
praise
Jesus.
The Lord.
Thank
you, Father. They rest as also they do the other scriptures unto their own destruction.
Amen.
Ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things, do you know them?
Yes,
well, beware.
Yes.
Be not weary in well-doing.
Amen.
Beware lest you also be led away by the error of the wicked.
Amen.
Seemed like a good pastime. Hard to square up Pastor Rice in my pulpit when he's done. Seemed like a good pastime. You know, I've got a few members in my congregation. You know, and we have church. Oh, see? 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 Praise the Lord. To your own destruction. Hey, God sent me to tell you that this morning. How about that? Is it going to be for life or for death?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Beware lest you also being led away by the error of the wicked. Yeah, if it ain't right, you don't want to hear it.
Amen.
You don't want to listen to all of that and then say, well, you know, no, you don't want to listen, man.
Amen.
Because righteousness is not being worked. It's not being sought after.
Amen.
It's not been right.
Amen.
If you jump in there, more than likely,
you'll
be led away.
Amen.
By the ear of the wicked.
Thank you, Lord.
And fall from your own steadfastness. Huh? Your hearing will become impaired. Your judgment, null and void. See? If you're going to pick and choose this morning, it's going to affect your judgment. Y'all know that? Now, some of that stuff you preach is pretty good, Pastor Rice. Huh? Well, Lita, you seem to be all by yourself. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, Pastor Rice, you just a man. You know, you want us to believe everything you say. I want you to believe the truth. No matter who says it.
Amen.
So far, I think I'm 100%.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. So you need to believe what I'm saying. Yeah, the truth is to reprove us. To say, no, not that way, this way. Yeah. Now, the truth don't make us. Holy Spirit don't make us. And that's why some of us are just going right along. Well, we think the Holy Ghost is supposed to hog tie us. Well, that wouldn't involve our will. God have to subdue our will. So that it is our desire. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. But grow in grace. And in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever, amen. A state of tranquility, quiet, or harmony, characterized by the absence of violence or conflict, applies to internal and external condition. That's peace. Hallelujah, when everything in harmony is how I like to do it. So when it's in harmony, there's no conflict. There's no striving against itself, no strife. Praise the Lord. It's all for and not against.
Amen.
That's peace.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Isaiah 30 said, this is a rebellious people. Wonder who he's talking to. Lion children. Children that will not hear the law of the Lord. Which say to the seers, see not. Say to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things. Speak unto us smooth things. Prophesied deceits. Wonder who it's talking about. Hallelujah. Get you out of the way. Turn aside out of the path. Cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from us. Get him away from us. Get this truth away from us. It's too revealing. Got me naked and bare. If not, it's not the truth. You got all your clothes on. Truth ain't dealing with you. Strip you. Make you bare. Or we could say it like this. Everything is open and naked. Unto him with whom we have to do. See? Now what we try to do is hide. But we can't hide from this truth. No matter who says it. You say it is still the truth. You ought to say it. Because it is the truth. This is part of our defense.
Amen.
It's called the sword of the Spirit.
Lord.
Y'all don't know it's part of the armor of God?
Yes,
you understand that we need all the armor.
Yes.
That we won't be able to successfully stand against all the wiles of the devil if we don't take the sword. But above all, the shield of faith.
Yes,
but we need the whole armor. Praise the Lord. And he's got many wiles and many fiery darts. Hallelujah. And oftentimes we give him an advantage. Praise the Lord. Another word is contentment. How about it? A state of peaceful. Well, it has peace in it. A state of, well, if it has peace in it, it has truth and righteousness and judgment. Y'all understand that? Huh? We think peace is when we get away from the authority. Uh-huh. Now, y'all came too late. I understand that. I'm on the ground, man. got peace. Ain't nobody around telling me how to do it. See? Praise the Lord. Ain't that right, Kirk? Nobody around telling me how to do it. I got peace. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. Oh, I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. Peace like a river in my soul. A state of peaceful satisfaction. How about that? Ease of mind and acceptance of one's current life situation. Amen. Oh, my God. My God, my God. Without desire for more, it is a moderate form of happiness, regardless of external possessions or events. That's why it's good stuff. Self-contained. And that's all that we get from God. It works no matter who's president or who's dictator, what laws are passed. Remember in the days of Daniel when the king signed the writing, didn't mess with Daniel's peace, didn't mess with his contentment. He had peace and contentment always. Would you walk with the Lord in the light of his word and have peace and contentment always? Huh? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Let your conversation be without covetousness. That's the same as being content. Covetousness, contentment, they don't abide together. So if we're content, then we're not covetous. But the Lord says these folk, they draw nigh with their mouth, but their heart goeth after covetousness. They're just not content for me to be their father. They're just not content, huh, to have all my good and perfect gifts. Huh? They're not content. They're covetous. They want something of this world too. Huh? Thank you, Angela. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Peace and contentment. Let your conversation be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he has said, God has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Thank you, Lord. He says more. Praise the Lord. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Is that all right? Hallelujah. If we have the fear of God, then we don't fear man. Praise the Lord. Ain't no peace in fearing man. Praise, no safety in it either. No wisdom in it. How about fearing God? Well, that's the beginning of wisdom. Hallelujah. Would we be wise? Well, I know it, Pastor Rice. That's how wise I am, but I'm not going to do it. Well, that's not wisdom. Praise the Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. I need you every hour. Glory, glory. Thank you, Father. All right, we got to find the culmination. Or the end here. Would you help me? Hallelujah. Let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor. That the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed. Thank you, Lord. And they that have believing masters, let them not despise them because they're brethren. Let them not despise them because they're brethren, but rather do them service because they are faithful and beloved. Partakers of the benefit, these things teach and exhort. If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, this is why I say you all shouldn't go out and talk contrary to what I'm saying. Because if anybody does that, let me read it here. If any man teach otherwise, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words. Whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings. Perverse disputing of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. From such withdraw thyself. Don't hang around and see what they have to say. Don't encourage them in any manner. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory. Would you walk with the Lord in the light of his word and have peace and contentment always? You must do his sweet will to be free from all ill. On the altar, your all you must lay. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice lay? Your heart does the Spirit control. You can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest. Your body and soul. We'll try it again. Would you walk with the Lord? Say again. Somebody say my mic's not on, brother. Praise the Lord. Huh? Green light, so. See? See my green light? Would you walk with the Lord in the light of his word and have peace and contentment always? You must do his sweet will to be free from all ill. On the altar, you're all you must lay. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice lay? Your heart does the Spirit control. You can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you heal him, your body and soul. Hallelujah. All right. Let me see. We're going to get to the end. Just hang on. Praise the Lord, saints. The work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation and in a sure dwelling and in quiet resting places. When it shall hail coming down on the forest, and the city shall be low in a low place. Blessed are ye that sow beside all waters, that send forth thither the feet of the ox and the ass. Thank you, Lord. But if you have bitter envy in and strife in your hearts, glory not, glory not, lie not against the truth. Praise the Lord. This wisdom does not come from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. Praise the Lord. But the wisdom from above is first pure, peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits without partiality, without hypocrisy. It says here, and the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Blessed are the peacemakers. Hallelujah. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Hallelujah. We got to find one more before we pray. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus. I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Hallelujah. Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord. So I'm off the hook. Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me. In my preaching, my exhorting and reproving, I give godly counsel. It's God giving you counsel. If you don't receive it that way, don't show up. See how simple I say that? Praise the Lord. That walk to go down into Egypt, and they've not asked in my mouth to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh, or to trust in the shadow of Egypt, or their own wisdom. Same difference. Therefore, the strength of your own wisdom, or Pharaoh, will be your shame, and the trust in your own wisdom, your confusion. Okay? Moreover, the Spirit of the Lord lifted me up, brought me into the east gate of the Lord's house, which looked eastward, and behold, at the door of the gate, 25 men. So the Lord showed him these men and all the wicked things they were doing. He said unto me, Son of man, these are the men that devise mischief and give wicked counsel in the city. After Pastor Rice gave his godly counsel, they give their counsel. He said, these are the wicked men in the city. They devise mischief and give wicked counsel. Don't give them anything to work with. Hallelujah. Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life, that they overtake you unawares. Where's the snare shall it come? Upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always. You may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. For as it was in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came. He took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Take heed lest your heart be overcharged and you be distracted. Be led away. Be sober. Be vigilant. Hallelujah. You know your adversary, the devil, he's walking about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist, y'all know we need to resist him. Amen. In our submission, yes, to God, yes, in our submission to his righteousness. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So hopefully it's a good sound y'all hearing this morning. I don't know. It all, you know, depends on the state of our heart. It's good if you believe it and receive it. Otherwise, it's a lovely song, maybe, or rhetoric or fable or something like that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But I speak the truth in Christ and I lie not. Now, stand amazed. Huh? Praise God at God's goodness. He's good to me. Merciful. Long-suffering. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. So we've got caretaker meeting. Is that right? Hopefully we'll accomplish something. Praise the Lord. We don't want to just spin our wheels. I mean, God has us here. Hopefully we'll take heed, apply ourselves. I know about going to a learning place and not applying yourself. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I've been there, brother. Praise God. Everything was in place. I just didn't apply myself. At the beginning, I did, but then I got led away by the error of the wicked. Fell from my steadfastness. And I did. I was a good student. When I was applying myself, absolutely. Good enough for folk to copy off my paper. Hallelujah. But then I got distracted. Praise the Lord. Wish you hadn't, but it's already done. Oh, there are things I wish I could have bypassed, but too late now. And like I said, I understand I got myself in them, but I still have to put the sovereignty of God in it. Y'all see how I'm saying that? God is sovereign, but still, you're involved in it. That same way with salvation. He's sovereign, but he has to get you involved in it. Don't believe God's sovereignty have you sitting on the bed of ease. Jesus didn't sit on the bed of ease. No, he laid it all down. And the Father gave him all things. That's what's required of us. For us to lay it all down. Forsake all. For the one who gave is all for us. Hallelujah. All right, Brother Neil, you going to pray today? All right, praise the Lord. Give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. I thank you, Lord, for the faithfulness of your word and spirit and the man of God that you've sent, Lord. And as he prays, Lord, that when he prays for one, he prays for all. And we are in both of those situations. We are the one and we are the all.
Amen.
So I thank you, Lord, that everything that is preached, everything that is prayed, all points us to you, Lord, and your goodness, and your mercy, and what you would have us to become. We are being molded and made in your likeness. You are the potter, and we are the clay. So help us, O God, to be submitted to your righteousness and to hear with your ears, to see with your eyes, and that you would give us that measure of faith today to walk in your truth and righteousness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Neil, for praying for us. Anybody else got anything? Words of wisdom? Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. All hearts and minds clear. Maranatha, saints, Lord bless you richly. The Lord is coming.